sitting down, Jay, whatever.
That's what it do if a rising boil, but I don't know, skin's dead skin, there would be something.
Just like anything else.
Would be if it burst, would be what's called dead skin after burst, sir.
Place, if a man got shot, the place where the bullet went in would be called, the doctor would dress the
wound.
Oh, I did too this time.
And a horse sometimes will cut himself on a fence.
Wire cut.
And the wound won't heal, it'll get that red angry matter around it.
Yeah, some would be called infection, or we have a, what we call a, crab flesh, we have that, which we got one right now, almost that way.
How do you treat a horse when that happens?
Oh, these veterinarians now have got different things, but all we used to use was a healing oil and try to keep him from, got to tie his head up where he can't gnaw it. Keep it soft, healing, flies, red.
People have told me that they used to rub lime in those cuts.
Lime will dry up a cut quicker than anything, but it'll get kind of hard and make them go to gnawing. Is it healed quicker? Something that'll keep it soft, it's much better than a, a healing oil is better than a powder or a lime.
If you've been away and you come back and find out that a friend has died, and you want to find out why, what would you ask?
What the old gentleman, what a neighbor, what was this? What did they think was wrong with him? What was the matter with him? What caused it?
Yeah.
Any other way? Can you tell me what he died?
Lingered along.
And then the body will be taken to the
funeral home.
And it'll be put in a
casket.
It'll be taken to church for the
funeral services will be at the church.
And then for burial, it'll be taken to the
certain cemetery.
The widow will wear black because she's.
Well, we don't hear that much, but she was the widow.
It is.
In black, she wear the black because she's to show
the wife of the deceased, or they don't do that too much.
Does this mean she's mourning, or?
Yes, more or less. I'd reckon it would mean she was mourning, or I really wouldn't.
Somebody will come up and say, "Oh, everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to
worry."
Some diseases, disease where your joints get stiff and you can't move them.
Rheumatism? Rheumatic rheumatism, stiff joints.
Is that called anything else now?
Yeah, let's see, what did they call it? It's called something.
Arthritis?
Yeah, that, a lot of that called arthritis.
And the disease where a membrane formed in the, used to be prevalent in babies, I guess, or small children. Membrane would form in the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Tonsillitis.
Well, I guess this was a one that might kill a child.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Diphtheria. You've already paid him.
And the one where the patient turned yellow?
Yellow jaundice, we used to call it.
And that one where you got a sharp pain in your right side here?
Appendicitis.
What did you call that in the early days?
I don't think they